The federal government will be coming out with new proposals to cut down on carbon emissions from power plants next week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, researchers from Harvard and Syracuse University have joined forces to look at how reducing this kind of pollution impacts human health and the environment.
The study looked at three proposals and their impact on pollution, ranging from letting power plants control improvements on their own to implementing a carbon tax. Syracuse University researcher Charles Driscoll says it's the option in the middle he thinks works best, a flexible option that would allow states to give credits to power plants for using alternative energy sources.
Every state in the lower 48 states would show some benefit in terms of health effects for air quality, as well as benefits for ecosystem impacts on air quality.
Driscoll says flexibility is key because states along the Ohio Valley, for example, have different air quality issues than states out west. Driscoll hopes decision makers pay attention to this report and subsequent studies as they move ahead. Improving air quality not only prevents premature deaths from heart attacks and decreases the asthma rate, but also would limit ozone damage to trees and crops and the accumulation of toxic mercury in fish. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.